Welcome to the Outsider Media Group, where we talk battle rap from top tier, mid tier, to lower tier. There's no biasness here. And there's been a lot of things going on in the battle rap community, man. A lot of things moving and shaking, man. It's been active here lately, man. I'm liking this little fall climate of battle rap that's going on, man. Like it's getting real spicy in the battle rap world, man. Like one of the top conversations right now is, who is the king of the Midwest? Who is the king of the Midwest, man? Is it Verb? Is it Holla? Is it Cal? Big Cannon want to throw his hat in the ring? Hey, yo, man, it's a lot of good battles left in that Midwest struggle right there, man. To see who can claim that crown, man. I like to see a lot of battles go down, man. But that's what's going on right now. That's an active conversation right now. So I just wanted to throw that out there and see what people think. You know what I'm saying? Any of the listeners on our program, please comment and let me know who y'all think is the king of the Midwest. And who's the best up and coming from the Midwest? Who y'all think, man? Who you think, LL Cool G? What about Skates? Huh? There's a lot of dudes out here been putting in some pain for the Midwest, man. They just ain't getting that look, but I'm pretty sure it's next year and the climate that's going on now, the way shit is traveling and moving, we about to see a whole new breed of stars coming out the Midwest, man. And you keep your eyes open for that, man, because I've been on Black Ice. I've seen a lot of people, man. I've seen a lot of things going down, man. You need to check out Bankhead if you don't know who he is, man. You need to check him out, bro. You know what I mean? That Midwest thing, that Midwest movement, or The pursuit for the Midwest crown race is starting to heat up, man. A lot of people are throwing their hats in the ring, man. Keep y'all eyes out for all these new battle things, these little battle events coming out. I'm seeing Milltown Blow trying to set something up against Street Status. You know what I'm saying? St. Louis versus Milwaukee, man. That'd be dope. That would be dope. That's a start right there. That's a Midwest thing right there. Know what I mean? And what y'all think about that, man? Let me know, man. Give me some comments. Give me some ideas, man. Let me see what y'all think about this Midwest thing that's heating up, man. It's a lot of other things that's bubbling in the battle rap community, man. The PG, a Gunpowder Pat versus Don Marino, man. How y'all call that thing, man? All I can say is, man, it's a great fucking battle, man. I gotta watch it again. I think I watched it once, man, and I was kind of busy, so I need to give it another watch. But off of first watch, I got Gunpowder Pat, man. Not saying Don Marino wasn't fucking fire. I might need to watch it again because it could have been some things I missed. But I can say on this battle right here, the crowd won. The crowd won. No joke, no doubt in my mind, man. This is a good back and forth. Besides a little slip up in the first by Don Marino. As for that, man, the crowd won, man. This was a dope ass battle, man. We got other things going on, man. Shout out to John, Bullpen Battle League throwing Pandemonium. And one of the battles that I see is being highly talked about on Twitter is Street Hymns versus Flocko L, man. 30. Why, man? Street Hymns, I like your fight. I like your drive and all that shit, man. But dog, you about to get 30, man. Real bad, man. Real bad. Hey, yo, once more battles drop from this car, I will be talking about it. There's been one that's already been announced, but I'm going to I'm gonna wait. Me and Caleb gonna chop it up about what everything that's going down on that card. But for right now, I'm just going through a couple things. It's this active, you know. I'm pretty sure he'll hear this and he'll have a lot to say. I'm pretty sure he's gonna have a lot to rebuttal, especially the Gunpowder Pack, that battle, man. So me and him will probably get into it about a couple of things that I'll be talking about tonight. But hey yo, YouTube is petty as fuck, yo. YouTube is now exposing people who are flagging people. I love that. Ain't no more of that hiding in the darkness and fucking people's channels up with no accountability. You know what I'm saying? Now, oh yes, we know it's you. You did this. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts, or you. How can you be sure? Oh, we can be sure now. ET Top, deleted game, dropped a tweet of a screenshot of Piper Boy Williams flagging his channel for at the end of his clip of Battle Truth season. He had a small clip of Piper Boy Williams at the end. So he got a strike on his record on his YouTube account because of that. Piper Boy, that's some bitch shit, yo. I bet you didn't know they started doing that before you did that shit. And he also, and shout out to Deleted Game, also dropped screenshots of Piper Boy trying to cop a plea afterwards. And see, if you going in real time on Twitter and seeing what's going on, how Piper Boy talking, and then how he's talking behind the scenes straight to Deleted Game, oh man, it is so fucking hilarious, man. That tough guy talk, man. I can't wait. Please, Deleted Game, drop that episode. I need to see it, man. I need to see it, man. I know it's going to be hilarious. Hilarious. Drop that joint, man. I need to see it, man. Piper Boy, you a snake. And all you other snake-ass motherfuckers, they got something for you now, goddammit. Ain't no more of that hiding around, motherfucker, goddammit. They got your asses now. You got to stand up for that shit, yo. You got to. Show cause for the reason that you did it. You know what I'm saying? You was hating or what? Because a motherfucker going to know now it's you. You did this. Alright? So all you little fucking punk ass motherfuckers that like to fuck with people's pages, yo, you will be exposed. And I'm pretty sure shots will be flying right back at you. Alright? Shit crazy. What the fuck was this shit at last year, yo? You too, you petty as fuck, yo. Y'all should have did this shit last year. Y'all motherfuckers got out who y'all wanted to first. A lot of them shits, y'all was just probably randomly kicking people out and didn't want to show people, like, if it really was somebody that was giving them strikes. But they petty for doing that shit now, man. All right, man, yo, shout out to fucking Battle Truth, Styrofoams and Ashtrays, man. It finally dropped, man. Yo, Truth, you got a banger, my boy. You got a banger, my boy. I like that shit, man. Come on, man. Listen. Listen. Everybody gonna have their opinions, yo. Everybody wanna take deep dives and, you know what I'm saying, about what should have been done or whatever. Instead of just like, yo, all this shit y'all talk about this man. How he talking, all this shit. This, that, and the third. Why can't y'all just give the man credit for making a decent, nice fucking song, man? Motherfuckers be hating, yo. Yo, Battle Truth, that's a banger, yo. But one critique, yo, I think you should give people two options. Either the original without all the extras, and then call that one the remix. Both of them, I like it. I like both of them, though. I like the extra, you added extra color to it. Yes, it was kind of everywhere, but, you know, it's extra color to it, yo. And for real, all jokes aside, I wasn't expecting Battle Truth to drop a track like that. Solid track, man. I play the shit all the time since it's dropped on, you know what I mean? Salute the Battle Truth on that track, man. Hey, yo. You motherfuckers at the URL, y'all feeling that pressure, ain't you, motherfuckers? Y'all feeling that RBE pressure, ain't you, motherfuckers? They just dropped that goddamn band. Before I get into the battle, I want to backtrack. I was kind of right. I really don't know all the insider things or how things was going when they set up the actual event, if this was all pre-planned. But I was right. It's this battle come from Do or Die Battle League. And let me say this one thing. Shout out to D.I. the Henny Man. Jesus fuck. Who is your lighting man? Who is your cameraman? Who set that stage up like that? Fucking genius. It's fucking genius, man. It gives you that real feel again. Yo, it's that gritty feel, man. That was genius, man. Shout out to, goddamn it, Jack Boy, man, and Steamsley. Great battle, man. Great fucking battle. Yeah, it was a couple of slip-ups and stumbles and stuff, but man, fuck that. They're still better than four battles off of SM7. I said it. Great battle, great back and forth. Entertainment versus bars and wit. Great fucking battle, man. And I want to talk about this some more, man. I hope URL does this more. Grab some of them battles from goddamn We Go Hard. Gates of the Garden, maybe. Or whoever else you're solidly affiliated with. Grab them battles, man. Grab some of them, grab some of the guys that you want to scout out. Grab their battles and put it out there. It's saving you money. They've already taped the shit. I'm liking the collaboration with other leagues, man, is showing some type of unity. What you're doing already, you're already scouting the smaller leagues. Excuse me. You're already scouting the smaller leagues and plucking all of their best talent and bringing them to your platform and locking them down with deals so they can't perform nowhere else. So the least you could do is take the home league's footage where they're at. You know what? Let me slow up. I'm tripping. Let me just enjoy this shit. Shout out to everybody that was a part of this joint adventure, man. Dope. Dope. Please keep doing this. Please keep collabing with the smaller leagues on some of their better talent. Or some of your talent that was going against a smaller league's talent and displaying it on your platform. It's opening up the gates for farm leagues. Now farm leagues feel important now. Even though they're not the most respected, they still can get a shine on one of their better battles out their league, man. I'm liking this concept. I'm liking this idea, man. I'm, man, when's the next battle, Smack? Bees? We back loving y'all now. That was a dope battle and dope timing to drop it. But is it that RBE pressure? God damn it, they know they got Calico on that motherfucker. They got K-Shine possibly battling J Mills. Y'all got to crank this shit up, yo. And you know what's gonna crank it up? the fucking strike 2.5. That's the first level. That's the first level, right? We've talked about this already. That's going to crank it up. Those are a lot of solid battles, not a lot of fame, a whole bunch of bars. But y'all need to figure something out for the winner, because I'm on Twitter and I see New Jersey Twerk just dropped the diss track against Loso. It's a little heat. It's some heat going in there, man. And good fashion, not 15 minutes after it dropped, Loso, he comments on it and pretty much said, yeah, I gotta get back at you. Now they're going back and forth. As I'm talking right now, they're probably still going back and forth on Twitter. Throwing jazz back and forth. This gotta happen. Loso versus Twerk. All the way y'all can promo this shit, man. Twerk coming from a religious background. Raised in the church. Loso still in the church. Twerk went one way. Loso stayed the course. It was rights itself. You already don't wait another year to make this shit happen, man. Capitalize on this buzz. There's so many things that's going on right now. And Twitter. And motherfuckers doing their own beef type shit. And getting it popping on their own just to get it started. You all are the ones that have to pull the trigger and let it fly, man. Some good things floating around, man. Hey, yo, Smack Bees, y'all got to make this shit happen, man. I'm seeing other things floating around and all. I see Saga poked his nose into it, too. Talking that, he better not say his name, I guess. So is that another invite to Twerk? Twerk, man, go ahead, man. Make another one, man. It's for Saga, man, since he wanna put his 2 cents in a collection plate. Yo, it's been 540 Dre. I just had to make a quick little blog, man. Little joint real quick for the night, man. There's too much going on in battle rap, man. And I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. There's a whole lot going on in battle rap, man, right now. Just got to pay attention, man. Man, it's 540 Dre, man. We be getting back with y'all, me and Caleb, man. We got a lot to fucking talk about, man. But what the fuck is going on right now, man? Gweedy just dropped a diss to Murder Mook, man. I gotta listen to this, man. I haven't heard it yet, so I can't give no critique. I'm just going and looking through things or whatever. Gwitty dropped a diss track versus Murder Mook. Are you kidding me? Hey, I'm about to listen to this joint, man. Yo, stay tuned, man. Just keep your ears to the street, man. We making big steps. We making small steps, but they big step at the same time, man. We shaking the ground here very soon, man. So keep your ears to the street, man. It's 540 Dre. VA all day. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.